I sit down next to her. Yes, definitely and forever. It's not going to happen again. I can see her relaxing. Is that what you wanted to hear? She looks at me sharply. As long as it's the truth. It is. I look at the engine block gloomily. Whose is this? She sighs. I think it belongs to Brains. He brought it home yesterday. I don't know where he got it from. I'm going to have words with him. Won't be necessary. He said he's going to take it away when he moves out. What? I must look puzzled because she frowns. I forgot. Pinky and Brains are moving out. By the end of the week. I only found out yesterday when I got back. Oh, great. I glance at the collection of papers pinned like butterflies to the corkboard. There's nothing like a change of flatmates to induce feelings of fear and loathing over the phone bill. That's kind of short notice. I think it's been brewing for some time, she says quietly. He said something about your attitude. She trails off. Hard to live with, so they're going to leave you to your cozy domesticity, unquote. Her eyes sparkle for a moment, angry and hard. No any sensitivity training camps with watchtowers and armed guards. I think he could do with an enforced vacation. Him and my line manager both. At least my old manager. The mugs of tea have been brewing long enough. I fish the bags out and add milk. Here, you didn't tell me what else you've been doing. Doing? She stares at me. I've been passed around in a pressurized plastic sack by a bunch of soldiers, poked and prodded by doctors, grilled by security officers, and packed off home like a naughty little girl. I haven't exactly done much doing, if you follow. In fact, she shakes her head in disgust. Forget it. I can't. I can't meet her eyes either. I'm staring at a cooling mug of tea and all I can see are worms of pale light writhing slowly. I think this was important, Mo. To people other than us, people who'll sleep better at night now. Why me? She's gritting her teeth. Platitudes won't work. Because you were there, I say tiredly. Because someone in your town was trying to carry out a petty act of terrorism and summoned up an ancient evil they couldn't control. Because you were close and were thinking the unthinkable on a regular professional basis. A mind is a dangerous thing to taste, and sometimes, only sometimes, things come out of the woodwork that like the flavor of our thoughts. This particular thing was relying on our stupidity, or on our failure to recognize what it was, and used you as bait to sucker us in. We thought we were using you as bait, but all the time it was playing us like a fish on a line. In the end, at least 5 people died because of that mistake, and another is in hospital right now and maybe isn't going to make it. Thanks. Her tone of voice is like granite. Whose mistake was it? Committee decision. I put my mug down and look at her. If we hadn't come after you, those other guys would still be alive. So I guess, from a purely utilitarian point of view, everyone in the laundry fucked up, all the way down the line, from start to finish. I shouldn't have come after you in Santa Cruz. End of story. Is that what you really think? She asks, wonderingly. I shake my head. Sometimes we make mistakes for all the right reasons. If Angleton had run this according to the book, by our wonderful ISO 9000 compliant recipe for intelligence operations in the occult sphere, you'd be dead, and the ice giant would still have come through. We'd all have been dead soon enough. Angleton broke the rules. I didn't think he was the type. Dried up old bureaucrat. A vintage that sometimes isn't what it seems. She stands up. Why were you there? She asks. I shrug. Did you expect me to leave you? She looks at me for a moment that feels like eternity. I didn't know you long enough to guess the answer to that before. Funny what a crisis teaches you about other people. She holds out a hand. Brains probably isn't going to get back until 7, and I need to go back to my flat in 30 minutes. Give me a hand moving this thing off the table. She gestures at the engine block. Guess so. What are you planning on doing, if I may be so bold?
doing?
She pauses with one hand on the Kettenkraut engine block. I'm moving the rest of my stuff into Brains's room once he's gone. You didn't think you could get rid of me that easily, did you? She grins suddenly. Want to help me pack?